Learning Misachnim Zegillah Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing Haftarah. The Gemara brings down that you need at least 21 psukim in Haftarah. Kenega the 7 kruim, the 7 aliyahs, each one 3 psukim is 21 psukim altogether. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what about a Lasechem Sfu which only has 20 psukim? Which doesn't have 21 psukim, I mean. And we read it. The Gemara says, because it's Salakanyana. The Inyan finishes there. And the Mela, then it's okay. So my Sakasha, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, he was a lot of times in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and when he read 10 psukim, he told him to stop. So Gemara says, Makam Sheish Turgum in Shani. If someone translating it, if someone saying a Targum, then it's different. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel, Hashem Makam Sheish Turgum, Makam Sheish Turgum in Paisek. There's a Turgum, and there's someone being Matargum, so then you could stop. You could stop before the 21 psukim. And that's why he stopped after 10 psukim, Zimnin Sigir. Rashi says, what's the difference as a Turgamin? Rashi says, sheish terech tzibur. Rashi l'chari is mavur, that it's not the pshat that you mekayim the tekan of 20 psukim with the 10 psukim. The pshat is, that since it's a terech tzibur, so we're not going to the 20 psukim. It's taking too long, so you stop after 10 psukim, it's terech tzibur. But the Ran doesn't learn it's not terech tzibur. The Ran says like this, the Ran says that when you have a Turgamin, so each pasuk has also a targum. So 10 psukim or 20 psukim. And the derech was, when they had a Turgamin, that they would read the last pasuk again. They would read, the last thing they would read is the pasuk again in Lashon Kodesh. So altogether, it would be 21 psukim. As they state in the Ran, the Rimei Milanil also says it, the Mi'iri also brings both these two timing. He brings the time of Rashi of Terech Hatzibur. He brings the time of the Ran, that by the Turgamin, the Targum counts for the 21 psukim. And altogether, when you have 10, with the 10 targum, with the pasuk that he's saying over again, is already 21 psukim. So the Lefi Ran, it's very good the Shia of 10 psukim. The Lefi Rashi, what's the Shia of 10 psukim? Why is 10? What's up is 10? So Turi Megillah says something which is very logical, that the Masakin 21 psukim of the Haftari Kenegan, the Kriya of 7 Kruim. But if not for the Kriya of 7 Kruim, there'd be a din of 10 psukim, stam, because all Kriyas are Tari needs 10 psukim. All the Tari needs 10 psukim. You see, Monday and Thursday have 10 psukim, not just 9 for the 3 kruim. So, well, that's why the Haftarah, even the Torah Chatzibur, they didn't want it to be less than the regular Kriya, than the minimum Kriya Satayr of 10 psukim. So, the Shia of 10 psukim. Now, the Yishalmi says, Im Yesh Maturgim Karim Shleisha. We have in the Gemara the Bryce, Im Yesh Maturgim in Pesach. The Yishalmi has a Girs, Im Yesh Maturgim Karim Shleisha. Now, if either end, there's no marking for the Shia Shleisha. Shleisha would only tell you 6 or 7 psukim in the end with the kvelus. But if you Rashi, Tzvi Megillah says that's the machlokes b'avin Yishalmi. And the Yishalmi holds you need a shir kriya, but the Yishalmi holds that the 10 psukim is not a shir kriya satari of the etzer. The 10 psukim is a shir when you have 3 gavri. 3 gavri needs 10 psukim between the 3 gavri. It's not enough 3 psukim each person. You need 10 psukim between the 3 of them. Mashaygein. So now, by the Haftarah, you only have 1. So now, there's no Shia of 10 psukim. The Shia by 1 is 3 psukim. The Bavli holds 10 psukim is a Shia b'etzim in Kriya Sateir. So now, the Bavli stelled the suit to Kriya Sateir. Now, Shegin Yishalmi holds that no, there's no Shia 10 psukim inside 1 Kriya. 10 psukim is a 3 kru. So now, that's what Yishalmi says 3 psukim. Now, the guy is Naimini Nilchas Tvila, Perik Yud Beis. I see it brings you Yishalmi. First he says he's chalik on the Bavli. The Bavli says you need 10 with the Turgum, and the Yishalmi says that even the Turgum 3 is enough. And he brings you Ben Simcha says even the Bavli doesn't need 3 psukim. 10 psukim was left after. He stopped after 10, but he could have stopped after 3 or so. The Miri also brings 2 days. If the 10 psukim is dafka, left after, he's machriya 10 is dafka. But the Yishalmi, the Ben Simcha says that no, you go with the Yishalmi that you need 3 psukim is good enough. There's a very interesting Chuvis Maram Padova, Simonai in Ches, that someone came to a place where the minig in the place was Tanayim Kibbutz, my mincha, Naftari of Maftayena, they would read 3 psukim from Maftayena, and then the rest of them then have a Targum Yevani, a Greek Targum in the whole Haftarah, and then they would read the last 3 psukim, they'd read from Micha, the Pasukim Mikael Kamecha that we read at the end of Maftayena, and the Targum of that. So he was bothered, they're not reading 10 psukim. Even with the Targum, he also didn't know if the Targum of Ani was called the Targum Bechlal. We'll speak about this also later in the Shia. But the Ram Padova said, first of all, he said that maybe 3 psukim is enough. like Rabbeinu Simcha, said, since you have a Targum, so the Tercha de Sibur, three psukim is enough. But then he said, maybe also he says, Yivani is called a Kriya, like Rav and Shmuel, Naz Yivani Lekal Kasher. But then he says like this, he says, according to the Ran, you could say that on Shabbos you need 21 psukim, Kenega the 7 Kruim, and Yontif is only 5 Kruim, so all you need is 15 psukim. And in Kippur by Mincha, there's only 3 Kruim, so the Aftair, if you Kippur by Mincha, all it would need is 9 psukim. So 9 psukim, here you have 6 psukim, and with the Targum is 12 psukim, and that's more than 9, so that's good enough. HaKaponim Rampana declares that if Lalacha 3 psukim is good enough, or he says maybe the 6 psukim with the Targum, then you have the Ran's Tam of 10 psukim, that the 10 with the Targum and the Pasuk after is 21, here the 3 with the Targum is with the 6 with the Targum is 12, it's more than 9, and by 21 Zedin, Shabbos of Ter is 21, Yantav of Ter is 15, Yom Kippur's Haftarah would be 18, Yom Kippur Mincha's Haftarah or Tainus Haftarah would be 9. That's what he tells. Now, Tais on the top of the Amid, on the Gemara Lashon, Magam Shein Turgamin, he says, Valzenu Samchin, Sheinin Metargam Haftarah Shabachoyim Eisashon, Vechein Haparshias. Tais says, what's the pshat? The Gemara sounds like there was an institution of Targum that you had to read the Torah, you had to also say the Targum. Second, we don't do it. So Taisa says, "With same on this Gemara. This Gemara talks about a makam sheish metorgim and a makam sheim metorgim. Feist Taisa wasn't a takana kavuam that had to be done. The mele, we don't do it. The Bach means someone that was ma'ir, that maybe was dafka navi, and maybe navi was optional. Maybe the Torah is not optional. The Bach says that the ma'ir was leidak." Because Malkam She'ein Turgamin sounds like there was no Targum altogether. So Vais says, when there's no Targum, Vais says such a thing as no Turgamin, meaning they didn't have a Targum altogether. Vais says the Targum is not Mamar Shechiyev. But the Rosh explains a little bit more. Why don't we Targum? Why not? He says, because the reason why they're Targum is to explain to Namayinam. And then Namayinam spoke Lashon and Aramis. So they needed a Targum to understand it. But us, what would be the benefit of a Targum anyway? The ones who don't understand Lashon Kodesh won't understand Lashon Aramis either. Elamai. He says, Ve'ein loyman nilman mehem sheyifarish b'loshon sheyivinu. The yesh loyman Targum shayne shuskin b'ruch ha-kodesh. Don't say, how about making a translation in a language that they do understand? Because Targum is different. Targum is listening b'loshon ha-kodesh. And this is brought la'alach and shulchan aruch sim mekuf mehesiv gimel. The reason why we're not Targum is because people don't understand the Targum. It's a very interesting tshuva from the Igros Meisha, Sarah Chayim Chelik Dalet Simenem Ois Chaf Aleph, where he was asked about a Rav that decided that every two aliyahs he'll explain what he'll darshan ben gavra le gavra on the Torah. And Igros Meisha held it was very, very wrong. He says you should be meicha b'teikif. Very interesting. He said, you see from the Rosh, you're not allowed to be metargum b'teikim, which is not b'ruach ha-kodesh. He asked, what's takib shat? Well, because we're afraid it might not be a good Targum, so get a Targum. That's, he said, maybe have someone say over a Targum based on Rashi, the Ramban, Rebbeinu B'chai, understand that maybe we can't trust some a person to make a Targum, but the Dalei Mefarshim, what's wrong with using their Pirushim and saying them over? Since Vais Dais, it has to be a Targum which is a Lachal Meshim Misinai, a Targum that was made by Tanam, that's the only thing that's Mutter. And he says, since the Maisa we find different variations, how to interpret the Pasuk. Some of Farshim say this, some of Farshim say that. So we can't make a Targum Mishas Kriya, because how do we know the Targum is right? Even if it's written by the Gedalei Torah, but the Chalukim. And he says the reason is because the Kriya B'tzibur, the Takan of Kriya B'tzibur is Ken Kabbalah Satayra. Just like we find the Halacha, that has to be somebody standing next to him. Because just like the Torah is given a Day Sarsir, so we also have to read it on a Day Sarsir. As I say in Shulchan Aruch, you need a middleman, you need a person there. So Vais Dais, you need a Targum of Pirush that everyone's made up. And that's not shy to anyone argue on it. Are you going to say maybe then Gavra the Gavra is more kal? Why don't you say maybe it's Tafka when you interrupt the Pasuk with the Targum, then you need a Targum Baruch HaKadosh. Maybe Gavra the Gavra is okay? He said, no, it can't be, because they have the same question. Why didn't they make such a Takana? If Ezra made a Takana of Targum, why didn't they keep up the Takana al-Kapanim gavra with the Pirish that's a Makubal Dikha Pirish in the Gedalei Torah? Vais says you're not allowed to do it. Vais says not. The only time you can be Varish that did Targum Unkelis. And he's saying this Vart because since Kriya Satayra is Lazar Kabbalah Satayra, it's like Mamash the Dugum of Kabbalah Satayra, We can't mix in something which is not doesn't have the same samchus al kapanim like targum unkelis that was nisken bruach hakodesh. The emesis of Seifa also says this is a chelik vav simenayin vav. Where he discusses the different reforms that were going on then and why they're not the asr al pi halacha. He said that the translating the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah is asr because it sounds like the Rosh says you need something with ruach hakodesh. Otherwise, you have a chash of David Shkarim, he writes, similar thing. But Lamaisa, we do find that it was done al pi gedolim. There's a Tashbats. He was asked about a minig that they had then, that some in Haftarah, some Pesach and Shuas, they were metagim in the regular targum of Lashon Arami. That's mentioned in the Taisus later on Daf Chavdal and Amanal of the Mask of the Im. And they also metagim Shiras Devaira, Balashon Hagri, says, I think that means Turkish. And the Shiras Devaira's targum, Balashon Hagri, was done after they made the brachas on Haftarah, but there were some places where they said the targum Hagri before the brachas, and they were kaifel, they were kaifel the Pasuk Achron, just like they did with the Targum Arami. And the Shail asked them, should we keep this minig? Because you're being Metargum and we don't understand the Targum. Tashbat said, no, the Rosh doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be Metargum if you don't understand. The Targum Unglis, which is given Ruach HaKadosh, even if you don't understand it, you're allowed to be Metargum it. And that Psaq of the Tashbat is brought in the Magen Gibayim in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Hamesiv Gimel and the Mishneh Berurah. But the Tashbat also writes another thing there. The Lashon is, when Targum Lashon Hagri Shemakir, and I said, Kasher Hadavar. So you see, I did do a Targum, Al Kabana Vashiris Devarim, but Lashon Hagri, it wasn't a Targum that was Baruch HaKadosh, and he said, it's okay. Also, the Rampadavar that we mentioned, Simonai Ches, was asked about this minig, like we said, that they said the first three psukim of Mafgiyena in Lashon Kadosh, and with Targum then Balashon Yivani, and said the rest of it Balashon Yivani, and then they said the last three psukim, the Micha psukim in Lashon Kadosh, and then again a Targum Lashon Yivani. And he was being matzdik the minig, and then he writes like this: that he's means our rush that you're not metagim and other lashenis because it wasn't ruach hakodesh. The Ram Padova did not want to be mevatel the minig, and he said he could be miashavit. That even if the rush holds ain lumim metagim mashal lashenis, means he can't be mechayiv to metagim mashal lashenis. But man leimelon she miksas mekaymes mechmir metagim loshe yivinu shaloz nistarach aval psukim. He says, okay, you're not mechayev them to metagim, but who says that it's not considered targum if the metagim and shal hashenis? So there was a minig that the Tashbats brought that the metagim shears the very loshen hagri, and the Rampadova brought a minig to metagim mafdeyena b'loshen yivani, and the Tashbats and the Rampadova agreed to the minig. And then the Ramesha and Chassam Sefer say categorically it's us that they learn from the Rosh that there's an Isser, but it does sound like there was a Minig which had Naskama from the Daily Torah to do such a thing. And now let's go right up. The next Mishnah discusses all the things that need Asara. Person Alashma, Evil of Neateva, Parashma means someone get up to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the first parasha of the first Bracha of the Kriyashma to say the Kedusha, and Evil of Neateva to say Chazar Sashatz, and Siyas Kapayim, and Kriya Soteria, v'chuli. And first, Taisus brings down that the Yerushalmi says if they started with 10 people, and some of them left, you could finish. And the ones who left, you say of them, v'ayiz v'yashem yichlu, v'chein halacha. And it's brought in the Rif and the Rush, they both bring the Yerushalmi. And the Rambam also brings it, Hilchas Tefila Perachas Halacha Vav. The Ran also mentions it's only when Rav Anishtayir, he says it Misvara, and the Shulchan Aruch passes away, Simon and Hesef Beis, that if you have 10 people, and then some of them left, the Roiv stay, so then you could finish. Shaz, what's exactly line of Protedin, and what's exactly called finishing? How much are you allowed to do, and how much is called the new Askala? Shaz, what's the pshat in that? If you need 10, why if you started with 10, are you allowed to finish? Now you don't have 10? So the two Mahalchim and Achreinim, Lady Behuda, Evan Ezra Kamas Simon and Vav, he's discussing if the Evid, Brichs Kasanim work with less than Asarah. So he brings the raya like this. He says, because all the things in the Mishnah, obviously, aren't makav v'di'evit. V'haraya, because Yerushalmi says that if you started with 10 and people left, as long as you hislo beheter, you're allowed to finish. Vayis says, v'di'evit, it works. Because if v'di'evit, it doesn't work, how are they mati to finish? So vayis says, it works v'di'evit. So Mela from there, he brings the raya that Birskasanim also works v'di'evit without 10. But there's the Magen Givayin, and Simen Kof Mem Gilvus of Kahn Beis Yischelik and Eid Beauty. He says it is Ma'akiv. He says you're not Yetzer without 10. I was Sipshanim Eskili, you could be Gaimer, because Sipshanim 10 brings the Shkina, Kol Be'asar Shkin to Sharia. But once you started the Heter, so then the Shkina doesn't leave until you finish. I saw the Shevin Alevi, Chelik Dalat Simazayim was Mechamim to the Svar of the Magen Givayin. But he's bothered, so what's the pshat? Oysvei Hashem Yichlu. That sounds like you're causing the Shekhinah to go away. So he says, well, first of all, you are causing the Shekhinah to go away for the next thing. They only can finish this one, but the next thing they're not allowed to say, so maybe that's the Oysvei Hashem Yichlu. And second thing is, the Tzura Sadav has to be Vaten. You're missing the Tzura, even if the Shekhinah in the Evid stays there, but that's Oysvei Hashem Yichlu. You're stopping it from going from 10. So you see two Mahalchim. The debut of this Mahalach is that it's not the pshat that when you started with 10, you have still the Shekhinah. You still have 10. The pshat is, but the Eved, you don't need 10. 10 is only a Din L'Chachila. So in Mail, they allowed you to consider that but the Eved, if you started, you considered you could finish. But the Machin Gibayim, holds it out. It's considered you have the Mail of 10. So Rabbi Kivega and Shulchan Aruch, Simon and Hay, I want to say two Nafkiminis L'Chaya. Kvegan Shulchan Aruch Simon and Hay has a suffix. Let's say let's say five people left, so you don't have Reif. So now you can't finish. And then another person came. You had a minion of 10 people, five of them left, so you have another person to come. Is that count? Or he has to be from the original 10 the Reif is left? That was one Shaila. And the second Shaila is even if you manage to get one of them back, five of them left, and you started screaming, no, we need one more, we need at least one. So maybe once they're out, so then it's called Aschol HaChadosha. So maybe it won't work. So L'chaira, this whole suffix is, L'chaira Nem Dalek Nei De Behuda. It's a din of Achilim Ben Yevet. And the Shail is, they only allowed you to finish what you started. Maybe if you don't have the original 10, or even if you do have rave of the original 10, but they left there any, maybe that's called the new Aschola. Maybe that's not called finishing what you started, that's called the Naya Aschola. But the Fidim Magen Gibayim's pshat, that the pshat is when you have 10, the Shekhinah stays, so when Reiv are gone, when Reiv leaves, then the Shekhinah is gone. So now the Shekhinah is not going to come back until you have another 10. L'chayit is pashat, chaysnish, but that's what I would name on for a pashtus. Have a kvega, I would think nem don like the Neid of Yehuda. Another thing also, achreinim, the Piske Tshuva Sim Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Aleph has a suffix. Are you allowed to do like this? Let's say you're trying to get a minion together. Someone says, I could come and join your minion, but I'm going to have to leave in the middle. I don't have any choice. I have to leave in the middle. So are you allowed to then say, okay, fine, so come if you leave in the middle so we can finish. Is that okay? He has a suffix about it. The truth is, the Chuvus Rav Paolim from the Ben Ishkai says it's Aser. That blives L'Chatchila. But the Chuvus Levushis Mordechai, he clashed to say that a Kal HaLechachar HaSkola, even if they knew Mitchila, doesn't matter if they knew he was going to leave. I think the Mamish arguing about this. Rav Palam was saying that the pshat has been the Evan anyway, you don't need 10. So the shayla is, if you started and then they left, you could continue, that's called b'di Evan. But if you know the guy was leaving, so that's a shayla called l'chatchila. So that's what it's totally in. If the pshat is that the reason why it works is because of lies b'di Evan, so here it's very mustabber to say it's not called b'di Evan, like the Rav Palam. That's called l'chatchila. You know the guy was leaving, so why'd you start? But if the pshat is that the Shekhinah stays, so even if you know he's going to leave, but good, the Shekhinah is going to stay, so it's not a problem. Even L'Chachila, you'd be allowed to do it. Now, the next taisa is of Ein Parsin al-Hashman, right? So Rashi says the whole thing. I don't want to go into the whole thing. Rashi says that the pshat is that there's a yachid, they didn't hear Kaddish Baruch Hu, they didn't hear Kedusha of Yetzer, so you get up and someone says the Kaddish the Baruch Hu in the first bracha, so you can hear the Kaddish the Baruch Hu, and the Kedusha of Yetzer. Yeah, that's a pshat. And Shaila is how many people? Rashi says the whole minion came late. So it sounds like you need the entire minion to be person al Hashma. Rashi says they davened already, but they're missing Kaddish and Baruch Hu, they're missing the first Baruch, and they're missing the Kedusha. So you could say it over for them if you have a whole minion. And Taisus has a bunch of shittas. If you need 7, or you need 6, or you need 5, or 3, and it brings to Tamid Rashi, even one of them is good enough. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Simen Samaf Tesis Valif. He passes like Tamid Rashi, that even for one of them is good enough. So what's the Machlaikis? So the Igus Meisha, Chaim Simen Chalkas explains the Machlaikis like this. What's the Pshat that you need 10? Is it the Pshat it's a Chayvitz Sibur? So male, if it's a Chayvitz Sibur, Tainer of Meisha, you need the whole minion. Like Rashi is Mashmi, you need the whole minion. You don't say Rav a Tzibur is not a Tzibur. If it's a certain share, you need a certain amount, so you don't, Rav an amount is not enough. So it's a tzibur. A tzibur could do it. If you don't have a tzibur, if you have nine, it's not good enough. Rav is not good enough. That's a tzad that you need ten. What's a tzad that even one's good enough? So that also, the pshad is, it's for yachid. Every yachid is mechuyev in his own baruch hu and kaddish v'chuli. You don't need that 10 people shouldn't hear it. You just need 10 people there saying, "Davar shabbish baruch me'asara." So it doesn't matter if nobody heard it. So me'elam, they could say baruch hu, and that's how we paskin. Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Tes, that even one person could do it. And what's the pshat in the svar of 7 or 6? So that's the pshat. You need rave. 7 is you need a rave deminker, and 6 is you need a rave. But what's the pshat? We're saying that if it's a chayvus yachid, you only need one that's mechayiv. And if it's a chayvus tzibur, he's saying you need all 10. So he says svaris, why it should work a rave? In other words, rave makes it keilu you have all 10. He says it's 2 svaris. Hard to understand exactly, but just, I want to say the nafkimina al-kapanim between the 2 svaris that he says, without saying klar the svaris, is that he has, in other words, he has a suffix, is the pshat that 6 is good enough. 6 is considered a minion legabe this, because you have rave of a minion, and that's good enough. So even if you have 25 people there, and 6 of them didn't hear baruchu, samel, that's called a minion, or 7, ruba the minker, that's called a minion. Or is the pshat, that when you have rave to people that are mechayev, that blibes like everyone's mechayev. So mainly you need rave to people there. If you have 6 or 7, but you have more people there, so not rave to people there. So that wouldn't work. But he says, Ladina is not afkamina. We pass like to mean the Rashi that works even Bishvul 1. But that's what come out in afkamina. If you need rave, what's the pshat that rave helps? He was clarifying, if rave helps meaning rave to people there, and that makes it everyone's considered mechayev, or the pshat is when you have rave of a minion, like I be this, because I'll makshiv it kill have a minion. Now there's a chayadim which is negei halacha lemaisa. The chayadim clarifies about kriyas haTorah. Let's say most people already ate kriyas haTorah. Some people come in and they didn't hear kriyas haTorah. There are 10 people in the Beis Medrash, but you don't have 10. Do you need 10 people mechuyev in kriyas haTorah to make a kriyas haTorah? Or, and he writes also the same type of svar of Moshe writes. They all write it. They write also because by Purim Sal Shema it's a chiyuv of a yachid. Mashenkein by Kriyas HaTorah it's a chiyuv of the tzibur. So mainly you need the whole tzibur to be mechayiv in the kriya, not for the yachid. And the other pshat is no, that maybe for yachid alone it's good enough. And he says b'tzarichin. But it sounds like his suffix was you need all 10 to be mechayiv, or is one alone good enough? The Aruch HaShulchan Siman Samach Tes of Kan Yedal writes it's pasha that Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv of tzibur. If you don't have 10 people that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, you don't read the Torah. But the Bi'alacha brings this Chai Adam, beginning of Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, and says that a Gadol Echad showed me, he's mefurish in the Ran in the first parak of Megillah, that Rav that didn't hear is also good enough. And the Ran is in the first parak, on the Gemara of Megillah, Bizmana Karinais to Bi'achad, Shalai Bizmana Ba'asara, and Rav Asi said, Bein Bizmana Ben Shalai Bizmana Ba'asara. So the Baal Amar says, that Rav Asi that said, Bein Bizmana Ben Shalai Bizmana Ba'asara is not Ma'akiv, it's only Lechat Chila. And he brings a Raya, Rashi also says that there, but the Baal Amar brings a Raya from the Mishnah here. The Mishnah here says a bunch of things that need Asara, why not Megillah? How did Rashi learn this Mishnah? He says, it's Masechtas Megillah here. If Megillah would need Asara, so why didn't they bring in Masechtas Megillah that Megillah needs Asara? Mamash Apella and Ravasi. One thing I'm going to ask them for a Tifta the Ravasi. Elamai, the Pshat is all these things on Ma'akiv, and Megillah is only Lechatchila, which is Agav Ashtakal Akasha Lecha in the Neid Viyud that we said before, that learns that these things are not ma'akev for the Eved. And the Ran is ma'akev the Raya. He says from the Ran, it's not a Raya, because everything there is a chayv, this is Lashon, everything there is a chayv asibur, ve'ein oisim oisim elam kena asara oiruba mechiyavim v'dover, k'gayin shalisham akadash o'baruchu. But by Megillah, you only need asalt of sum and nisa, so mele even mishlo yachid karen oisim asara, even though the yatsum, since the yachid wasn't yaitza. So this says that Bi'alach is saying, chayodim has a suffix. Do we make Kriyas HaTorah for Yachid, you need all 10? The Ran says, klar, that you need Rave, neither. No, you need Rave of the 10. Rave, that word, Yaitza. As I state the Ran in the first parak of Megillah. So the Gizmaisha says, very interesting. Since the Gizmaisha says, I would think the Chayyad the Muslim knew the Ran. But he didn't bring a Raya from the Ran because the Ran is L'shitasek. The Ran over here, by Parson Al-Hashmat, says you need Rave. He doesn't all the mean the Rashi. He says that there also. So Mel in the Ran state does I. How does the Ran know you need Rav? It's Masechta Seifrim says you need Rav. That Taisus brings down. Hazak Rav Meisha, the Ran who held that person al Shema is a Chayvus Tzibur, not a Chayvus Yachid, and still Rav helps. In the Ran held it was Mukh this tremendous Chiddush that even though the chayrit tzibur shreif shouldn't help, like we said from the Aruch HaShulchan, that was a vicious hashkafa rishena. At tzibur, you need all 10. You can't say roiv, you don't have a shear. So male, that's it. But the Ran is muchet to say not the way. Vice is roiv also helps, like the svaris he said before. So male, ayva zayis, the kriyas hatayr is also that way. Kriyas hatayr is the same as parsin al shman. They're both in the Mishnah. They're both the chayv tzibur. That's what the Ran holds. The whole Mishnah is the chayv tzibur. And you seek parsin al shman, roiv helps. So who then kriyas hatayr, roiv helps? Vashen gemil, let them need the Rashi. The parsin al shman, b'chal, you don't need roiv. Even for yachid, it's good. So who says we hold it as all chiddush? The chayr, we all make the pashtus, that when you have a tzibur, rave doesn't help. And that's a pshat. Not the chayadim was clearing, is it a chayvus yachid or a chayvus tzibur? And I think the other part is also the Ran Lishitasta. The Ran Lishitasta learned up all this Mishnah's chayvus tzibur. That's what he held, including parson alashma. And mainly he says, rave works, but you need rave. But if you hold like Tamid Rashi, a person on Shema is a chayvus yachid, so maybe Kriyas Torah is also chayvus yachid, and maybe Kriyas Torah also you don't need the tzibur even for one yachid, you could lane. The Masharim writes this Chelak Alam Siman Kufayin Hey that the few we pass with Tamid Rashi, a person on Shema is a chayvus yachid, so you could say Kriyas Torah is also a chayvus yachid. So the Ran is talking muchik both things. It's muchik to chayvus tzibur, and the Rav works by a chayvus tzibur. But if you hold like to the Midrash Rashi that by parson l'shma it's not a chayvus tzibur, and it works for a yachid, and that's how we paskin. So Meli, you could say kriyas hatayr also is not a chayvus tzibur, works for a yachid. You could say it's tali habaha, or you could say that kriyas hatayr like the Aruch HaShulchan that kriyas hatayr is pashut to chayvus tzibur. And the chayvus tzibur, we don't have any raya l'fi Rashi that rave works by a chayvus tzibur, because after rave works a person on shema, because it's a chayvus yachid. See, Agav, you see that the six of the seven is not necessarily because of rave. The Ran learns is because of rave. You see, there's also a tzad 3 and 5. It could be stam that pesach the pasuk of a very praise be swell. You need 3 or 5. Could be you need 6 or 7. But the pshat is it is a chayvus yachid. Mashenk with a chayvus tzibur wouldn't work. But the Ran is mafurish not that way. Now I just want to say over the Berach Shmur Baruch Ber in Yevam Simcha Falaf brings the following b'shem Reb Chaim. He said Reb Chaim told him the following. He says it's a shail if Rubik Kegula works by Kriyas Atayra and by Chazaris Hashatzah by Kriyas Megillah. By these three things, that's what Reb Chaim was saying. And it's totally in one thing. It's totally in the Achayvus Sibur. If it's a Achayvus Sibur, Zakt Reb Chaim, so Mela without 10, there's no Chiyav Bechlal. So Mela Ayvazai. There's no sort of rubik akulai. It's a shear. On a shear, you don't say rubik akulai. You need a shear. So you need the whole thing. Right? But if the pshat is that it's a chayvus yachid, so then you could say rubik akulai. So he says, all these three are not totally habaha. There's kriyas hatayra, kriyas megillah, and chazaras hashatz. All of them you could say is a chayvus tzibur, and then it wouldn't help kriyas rubik akulai. All of them you could say is a chayvus yachid, and then it wouldn't help rubik akulai. You have to clear, but each one is the chayvus yachid or chayvus tzibur. That's Berach, what a Baruch Ber brought down from Reb Chaim. And there's the gay attempt to understand by a mikvah, Reb Shav and Reb Meperis and the whole thing, but he brought down the shtickel from Reb Chaim. Well, the chayvus pliya. First of all, there is no tzad that Megillah is a chayvus tzibur. I also don't know if there's a tzad that Chazaris Hashatz is a chayvus yachid, but I'll go upon him. That's zikr, there is no tzad that Megillah is a chayvus tzibur. Megillah is definitely a chayvus yachid. And I don't think there's any tzad that not only that, but when it's a chayvus yachid, he was saying then rubik akula would work. The chayvus pliya, when it's a chayvus yachid, you don't need rubik akula. By Megillah, you certainly don't need rubik akula. The din Megillah ba'asar is even if he's the only one that's mechayiv. Even Alach HaLamaisa, that Shulev is manas ba'asar, the Magen Avraham says that b'shas hadchak, when you read the Megillah early, if you're not going to have a Megillah available, on Yadal, you read it early, you need Asar. You don't need Asar that's Mechayiv. It's Asar is a Psuminisa. So I don't know what he means that there's any tzad that Megillah is a Chayvus Tzibur. And more than that, the Iker problem I have is, he says if it's Chayvus Yachid, then it works Rubik Akulai. If it's Chayvus Yachid, why would you need Rubik Akulai? You have a Yachid, you have 10 people, why would you need Rubik Akulai? It's a Pella. Also, that he names on with the Pashtus, that if it's a Chayvus Tzibur, it won't help Rubik Akulai, which is saying, Rav Meisha held that way in Svar, the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin that way, the Chai Adam also seemed to them on that way, but the Ran says not that way. The Ran personally held not that way. Ramesha was titled in the Ran L'Shitasai, but the Ran says not that way. The Ran says clearly that the reason why Megillah is not in this Mishnah is because Megillah is a Chayvus Yachin, and therefore, as long as you have 10, even if they're not Mechuyiv, as long as you have 10, it's good enough. Now, saying all the things in the Mishnah are chayvis tzibur, and therefore you need kulan ayruban, that's mechayiv, like prayers al shema. The Ran's mefurish that even a chayvis tzibur rave helps. So, Rav Meir is mitzad, we don't pass him like the Ran, but I'll upon him. In the Ran alone, state it is a chayvis tzibur, and still he says rubik kulay helps. But that's not so shver. Number of Paiskim seem to name on that if a chayv is Sibur, it shouldn't help Rubik HaKuli, not like the Ran, like we said from the Chayodim and the Aruch HaShulchan. And in Reisha also seems to name on that's the Pashtus. But the other way that he says, if it's a chayv is Yachid, then you could say Rubik HaKuli. I don't understand. If it's a chayv is Yachid, the Chayodim don't need Rubik HaKuli. It's Aruchian.